This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Stock in a company called Tilray is up 46% since launching on the NASDAQ market on Thursday. Tilray is a more than billion-dollar bet that the legal marijuana business is here to stay. You could trade stocks in marijuana companies informally, over-the-counter, OTC is the term. But trading on a regulated big-time U.S. stock exchange is a next big step for cannabis companies. Alan Brockstein is founder of 420investor.com, which tracks stocks from the weed world. Thanks for connecting.
It's my pleasure, David.
So when it comes to cannabis companies on the U.S. exchanges, there's a few, right? But they're over-the-counter stocks, OTC?
That is correct. And, you know, the OTC has several different types of companies on it. And many of the publicly traded companies on the OTC don't even file with the Securities and Exchange Commission, or the SEC. Part of that is obviously because of the federal illegality. But I think another part is most of the real companies have been kind of cautious because in early 2014, when Colorado legalized, the whole sector of publicly traded stocks just exploded. They were up like 10 times, 20 times, 30. In the ensuing sell-off, these stocks lost up to 100% of their value. Some of them are gone, actually. So I think we've changed. And now we're starting to see the real U.S. cannabis industry access the publicly traded market, sometimes on the OTC. More often than not, though, it's been through Canada, actually.
But not exclusively OTC over-the-counter stocks.
There have been some interesting developments over the years, the first of which was a company called GW Pharmaceuticals, a UK-based company. They listed in May of 2013. The stock was in the eights. It's trading now in the 140s. And now this is a biotech company, but they are actually using plant-derived cannabis. I mean, that's been just a very successful story, but, you know, it's a little bit different. They're not selling in dispensaries in the United States.
And we're not quite ready for just an index that would be linked to a basket of cannabis stocks?
So there are indexes. I actually run five of them at newcannabisventures.com. We list them all. The problem right now is due to the federal illegality being part of it, but also just the rules of creating funds, the liquidity isn't quite there yet for the sector to have U.S. stocks. But the indices are out there, so people can track the market for sure.
Financial analyst Alan Brockstein is founder of 420investor.com. This is a platform that focuses on publicly traded stocks in the cannabis industry. Mr. Brockstein, thank you.
It was my pleasure, David.